Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, your host, and tonight we are doing the next step, which is step number 6, present moment on our 12 Steps to Freedom. And we are so excited to have on a special guest with us tonight. And I'm actually going to bring her on a little earlier than I planned because my co-host, Terry, hasn't shown up yet. So I would like to introduce you all to Del Teplitz. Did I say it right?
That's right.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. Well, awesome. I met Del, if you guys have been looking at the posts that I've been posting on Facebook, I met Del a year ago at Soul Sessions, and I was just very intrigued by the way that she does EFT or tapping, and I'll let her explain what that is to you. And I'm just super excited to share this with all of you and hope that it will benefit you as much as it has me. So, Del, why don't you tell us, what is EFT and how does it help people?
All right. Thank you, Kelly, and thanks for having me on. I'm very excited. I have a huge amount of information to share, and it's really practical information that people are going to be able to use. I'm going to give them tools, and I'm also going to give them resources so they can learn more about it on their own, because I'm excited to share as much as I possibly can, which is about 8 hours worth in less than an hour, so we'll see how it goes. Very briefly, I'll explain what emotional freedom techniques is. It can be a self-help healing tool, but it's also used by counselors, coaches, psychotherapists, doctors, nurses, millions of people all over the world, either for self-use or when practitioners use it with clients. It is something that's been around for about 20 years now, and it is combining modern psychology with Eastern medicine, the idea of the body having energy meridians, the type of system that is addressed by acupuncturists, only instead of using needles, we use acupressure by tapping on different spots on the face and the body at the same time while we focus in on emotions or physical symptoms. And we see miraculous results. And I'm going to give you very little information about EFT because I'm going to provide some links to places where people can learn more. And I really want to get into this three-step formula that I'm going to be teaching everybody tonight for breaking through roadblocks to success in your life. EFT is only one part of it. It's actually the third step, the most practical step. But we're going to go into depth on three steps, meaning how to identify what it is exactly that you want to create in your life. Because, of course, as you know, as a coach, if you don't have a roadmap, you're not going to get where you want to go. So we're going to teach you how to identify, step one, how to identify what you want to create in your life. Step two is looking for what we call the yes buts. And those are those little pieces that pop up either from the back of your mind or even your subconscious that says, yes, but I can't have that thing that I want. I can't have the love, the health, the wealth, the happiness because I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, not educated enough, whatever that is. So step two is looking at how do we identify those yes buts. Sometimes in EFT we call them tail enders, and what that means is we say, yes, I'd like to make $100,000 a year doing what makes me happy, but, and the tail end of that sentence is what's holding you back from having what you want. And then step three is going to be how to apply emotional freedom techniques, this tapping technique, to those beliefs in our lives that we have that hold us back so that we can collapse those beliefs. They lose their strength. Even from the subconscious level, they no longer have control over us so that we can now create what we want. And I'm going to give you some examples of that. First of all, I think we all understand that it's oftentimes negative emotions like fear, anger, shame that get in our way of having what we want. And many people have heard, there are literally more than 10 million people in the world using these tapping techniques. But whether we use them or not, whether we know about them or not, we do know that our beliefs can hold us back. And those beliefs are created from every experience we've had in our life. Now, people know about using various psychology or even emotional freedom techniques is part of what's called energy psychology. They know how we can start to look at our emotions, but we don't always know how to release those negative emotions that are causing the limiting beliefs. So let me give you some examples. You know, actually, let me say, first of all, I know that your theme for your show right now, the segment you're in, is present moment, right? Okay. So
yeah.
Not only is this about being present in the moment, but when I talk about this topic, what I want to say is if you've noticed that there's something holding you back in your life and you don't even know what it is, I can tell you that you deserve to have everything you want right now. But those limiting beliefs might be standing in the way. And if not now, when do you want to let go of them? So I can think of nothing that's more present moment than letting go of those beliefs right now. Maybe, you know, all of us have tried positive thinking and we work hard, but we still get frustrated when we look at our lives year after year and we see that still some of those major challenges are there. So if you feel like something's holding you back, the first step is that you want to identify what it is. We can address many types of problems with these three steps I'm going to be going into depth with now, whether it's wanting to have quality relationships that you've longed for, whether you want to have a career that aligns more with your true passion or purpose, whether you want financial peace or success with finances. Maybe it's even losing weight or releasing chronic health issues. What I'm going to talk to you about is for any type of challenge or any goal that you haven't been releasing. That you haven't been reaching.
Mm-hmm.
Let me describe a little bit how the brain works. As I said earlier, we know that all these experiences we've had in our life create beliefs, and they're actually literally stored in our neuroanatomy. In our brain, we are wired to respond to those beliefs. If you think about, you go to the shelter to visit the puppies, and you go to pet a puppy, and he flinches. What do you think, Kelly? What do you think about that puppy if he flinches when you go to touch him?
That he's probably been hurt. That he's probably been, he thinks that me coming at him with my hand to pet him is someone coming at him to hit him.
Exactly. So this is what it's actually wired in his neuroanatomy, in his brain. He has experiences that created beliefs. This little puppy had past experiences that created a belief, hands aren't safe. When hands come towards me, I better duck, right? So how is that different from the way we live our lives? You know, these beliefs that we created from experiences, all of us, they form the cornerstone for all the choices and decisions that we make that create the outcomes in our lives. So let me give you a couple examples. These are just from, I've been a practitioner of emotional freedom techniques as well as a trainer and training new practitioners for almost 20 years. And I've worked with thousands of people. Sometimes they're my students, sometimes they're clients. Here's an example. What if you have a really skilled football player in high school, and he has, like so many, gone through life being told maybe by a parent or someone else, you're not good enough, you'll never amount to anything. He may be living life through, the colored glasses of, I'm not good enough. And so when he's given an opportunity to try out, maybe let's say for a college scholarship, which could ultimately lead him into being a very successful and very wealthy professional football player, he may make choices that prevent him from taking the next step to along that path because he has beliefs he's not good enough. I've seen this happen with clients, and it's miraculous how clearing those beliefs can take away those roadblocks, and they just go for it, and they achieve success in whatever the goal is. Another example is with money. I had a client who just knew that no matter how hard she worked, she would make just enough. Never too much, never enough to buy herself gifts, take vacations, be able to relax and take a day off. She made just enough. As we looked at her belief system, and over time, some things started to get clear. When we use these tapping techniques, oftentimes it clears off layers and deeper information comes to the surface. In her case, it turns out she grew up being surrounded by great poverty. She was actually raised, her parents were British, and they raised her in India where they were much wealthier than some very, very poor people around her. And what she decided at about age three, driving and, you know, being driven to school by a chauffeur in a nice car, being surrounded by peasants who were reaching in, wanting just to have some food so they could survive. And she decided in her mind, it's not okay for me to have more than I need. There's all these poor people in the world. And here she was 50 years later living her life based on those beliefs. So you can see how that would hold her back in a lot of the choices that she made, even though she wanted to be successful financially. Another story that I really like, it was actually a student in one of the workshops that I teach the EFT tapping techniques in. She said that she had spent all this money to rent space in a building for a healing center. She knew that her whole life that she had very strong abilities in intuitive healing and helping people know what was best for their health and to improve their health from serious illnesses and so on. But she said she's spending all this money on rent, but nobody was coming to see her. And as I started digging a little deeper with her and asking her some questions and being a good detective, we had discovered that she really was having too many fears about marketing herself, exposing herself out in the world. So we looked at what created these beliefs. It's not safe to put myself out there and market myself. And as she looked a little bit deeper, she remembered that when she was about 4 years old, she exhibited some behaviors that somebody who maybe has very strong intuitive skills might do, like talking to beings that weren't visible to others. And one of her childhood friends went home and said, "Mom, this girl's crazy. She talks to things that aren't there." And the next thing she knew, she lost her best friend. She had been judged as being strange for putting her intuitive skills out there publicly, had been judged, lost her best friend, and created a belief very, very early in life, as many of our beliefs are created, you know, before age seven even, that it just wasn't safe to put herself out there. As soon as we used the tapping techniques, first identified what her goals were, looked for the yes buts, and then tapped away those negative beliefs, she immediately wanted to run out and start, you know, advertising, doing marketing for herself, and became successful very quickly. So
awesome.
That's why it's so important to recognize what is it that's holding you back. So now we're going to, let me start talking about the first step in this magical three-step process, which I absolutely guarantee is fail-proof. It works every time. So we're going to talk about creating a positive affirmation. Now, this is not the way you've maybe read about it before. You know, we've been taught, especially those of us that are a little older, like your mom and I, that were taught in the 60s, 70s, and so on, all you have to do is make lots of positive affirmations and your life will change. Well, one of the problems with that is these yes buts. You might say, you might make a positive affirmation. For instance, here's an example of one. I enjoy earning $100,000 a year helping people identify and clear their roadblocks to success. It's a positive affirmation, perfectly stated. It's in the present tense. It's very specific and measurable. And it's something that's in the realm of believability for myself. So I make this statement, but those yes buts that pop up, those I don't think so's, those are the true affirmation. Until you clear those are running your life. So I first want to teach your listeners how to create a positive affirmation statement so that then their yes buts can pop up. I'm going to suggest that, well, first of all, as a guide, let me say that on my website, I put together a page so people can, after they are listening to this or during, they can go there so they can see these three steps spelled out and they can learn, for instance, how to do an affirmation. So let me give that website. It's EFT, for Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFTTappingExpert.com. That's EFTTappingExpert.com, and then /success. On this particular page, it gives you the three steps, starting first of all with a step on how to create a positive affirmation. On that page, it describes to you that when you're making a sentence, and we'd like it to be one sentence if possible, because we want it to be something that you can really check in with on a regular basis to see where you stand and how true it's feeling. So within this statement, we want it to be present tense, because our subconscious mind doesn't understand if we say someday I'm going to make this money or have this relationship, it keeps pushing it off into the future. So your statement is going to be present tense. It's going to be specific or measurable. For instance, maybe a dollar amount or exactly how you want to be happy or exactly how you want to be healthy, being specific. And then it's going to be believable. So if I said that I want to make more money than Bill Gates next year, it's probably not going to be believable even for me. You know, no matter how much I want to believe it, it's too out of the realm of possibility. So choose something that is possibly believable. And we're always going to make this positive affirmation in a positive tone, not using any negative words. We're not going to say, I choose to not be sick anymore. We're going to say, I choose to be healthy. So I'm going to read you a few of these positive affirmations, and then you and I, and maybe a listener, can play around with creating some positive affirmations. So I read you that one. I'll read it again. I enjoy earning $100,000 a year, helping people identify and clear their roadblocks to success. Here's another one. I'm thrilled to be in a respectful, loving relationship with my adoring life partner. So I am thrilled, which
means I like that one.
Positive. Yeah. We might. It's positive. It's present tense. It's somewhat measurable or specific because we're saying it's respectful, loving relationship and with an adoring life partner. So we're making it more specific and believable. I'm not saying that I choose to be, you know, that I'm thrilled to be in a respectful, loving relationship with, I don't know, you name your favorite movie star, but name one for me, or music star.
I don't know, yeah. Let's say Mark Gosling.
There you go. Okay. So if you said that, it might not be so believable to you. So say, you know, it's a good idea to keep the possibilities open. Let me read one more to you. Here's a positive affirmation. I have all the energy I need to enjoy working 8 hours a day and have an active, fun social life. There's a lot of people out there that don't, and that might be a goal for them. So what I'd like to do is work with you or possibly one of your listeners to see if we can play around with some wording and create a quality affirmation. Do you have somebody on the line who might be interested?
Terry actually is on the line now, my co-host.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm excited to have her do this because she hasn't had as much exposure as I have, so I definitely would like her to. And then we do have a listener on the call as well.
Great. Okay. Terry, we're going to have you put together an affirmation, which is the first step in this three-step process. And we're going to – time is flying, so let's see. What is – there's something that you'd like to create in your life?
Well, right now I would like to create let's see, the courage, maybe it's the courage or the confidence to make calls to get more clients. For people to see the value of my services and see the value that will come to them by working with me as a coach.
Mm-hmm. Great goal. Okay. So remember, we want to state this in present tense. You said courage or confidence. Can we use one of those words or both?
Well, I think it's probably there. Sort of synonymous in this particular situation, so just say confidence.
Okay, so one way we might state this is something like, I confidently call, I don't know, what would you call these people? You know, how would you like to state this in the present tense and positive?
With confidence, I contact people first to have conversations about the value of coaching.
Awesome. Okay, that was great. Now, do we want to get any more specific or measurable? Like, how many would you like to contact, or how many would you like to successfully, hire you to be their coach?
Yeah, my goal is to find the right people, because you can't say the wrong thing to the right people. So it's not really about the number of clients. I think right now it's about having the confidence to contact, let's say, 10 people a week to help them find the value in coaching.
Awesome. I love that. So you're saying it positive, present tense, specific, and believable. So something like, so let's have you say that again. I confidently call?
Yeah, I confidently contact 10 people a week to provide them the opportunity of seeing the value in coaching.
How does that feel to you when you say it? Do you like the way it sounds?
I do.
Awesome. So will you write that down or something like it? We'll come back to you in just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I think what I'll do is describe step number 2 so that we can then come back with Terry. And if we have time, then we'll do it with your caller as well. So step number 2 is that you're going to be looking for your limiting beliefs, or what we call those yes buts. Those are the reasons why you're not achieving the goals right now. Those are the true affirmations. When you state the positive affirmation, those yes buts, that pop up in your mind are really the true ones, and those are the ones that you're going to want to release when we get to the third step of using tapping. But I want to state to people that even if you don't know tapping, if you're not interested in learning it, just becoming aware of those yes buts. Awareness sometimes is a big part of the cure. So this exercise is going to be excellent for everyone, no matter how much knowledge they have about using the techniques themselves. So let me give you some example of some yes buts. So in the case I gave where I made a statement that says, I enjoy earning $100,000 a year helping people identify and clear their roadblocks to success, here's a list of some yes buts. It might be, yes, but I don't have enough education. Or, yes, but no one in my family's ever made that much. Or, yes, but I'll have to work too hard. Or, yes, but my success might make my sister feel like a failure. Or, yes, but I can't afford the training that I'll need in order to get the job. So what we do is we just sort of brainstorm and just let the words come out of our mind, any yes buts that show up when we read our positive affirmation statement out loud. And so we're going to do that right now, Terry. I want you to say your affirmation statement out loud one more time.
Okay, I wrote it down. I confidently contact 10 people a week to have a conversation about the value of having a personal coach.
Awesome. Now, let me hear some of your yes buts.
Yes, but I'm scared to do that.
Okay. Good for you for recognizing it. We're going to make a list, and then we'll go back and figure out which ones are most important to start with. What's another yes but?
Yes, but I might get rejected.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Very good one. All right. What's another?
Yes, but I'm really busy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I oftentimes try to come up with at least five. There's no magic number. But if we keep digging, sometimes a biggie will pop up when we're least expecting it. So let's dig a little further. Let's see. And if you need to, you can read your statement out loud again if it'll help you come up with some more yes buts.
Well, another one would be that I'm I might be a failure.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Especially if I set a specific goal like that.
Yeah. And then I think failure also would include not being competent at coaching, not being a competent coach.
Yes. You are doing such a great job. These are really good ones. Okay. So because of limitation of time, I'm going to read you these back to you. And Terry, okay. I'd like you to feel into it and see which one seems to have the strongest charge or like the most truth for you. So you said, yes, but I'm scared to do that, meaning to call the 10 people a week. Yes, but I might get rejected. Yes, but I'm really busy. Yes, but I might be a failure. And yes, but I might not be a confident coach. Any of these stand out more than the others?
Well, the whole idea of being a failure and not confident is a real trigger for me.
Yeah. So the next step, what I like to do is every one of these are what we call tappable issues with emotional freedom techniques. We call it tapping because they're tapping on different spots while we stay tuned in and focused on a feeling. I'm going to now, Terry, have you ever done tapping before?
I have a little bit.
Uh-huh, and you've seen it done now. I'm sure some people who listen in the future may not, or some people on the call now, may not have ever seen it before. So I also want to direct them to the same website, EFTTappingExpert.com. There is, in the tab about EFT, in the drop-down, there's a place called EFT Tapping Points. Or you can also access it through that success page you're on. There's a link so that people can see where it is we tap and what we say. And I know you know it a little bit, but for the benefit of everybody else, I'm going to talk you through it and show them how to tap a little bit. Now, what I would oftentimes do is use the one that has the biggest charge. What we also do is, for instance, yes, but I might be a failure. We can tap on those feelings, but we can also tap on a previous time in your life when you actually did feel like a failure, some time that had a similar feeling to it. And the way we get the most benefit is by going back to these earlier events and tapping on them. So, for instance, in my example, I said, I want to make $100,000 a year helping people identify and clear their roadblocks to success. And one of my yes buts was, yes, but I don't have enough education. If I'm tapping, I could tap on, even though I don't have enough education, the first part of tapping is always making a statement of the problem and self-acceptance. Even though I'm afraid that I don't have enough education, I accept myself completely. But a better way to do it even is to go back and look at a time. Was there a time when I didn't have enough education, for instance? Yes, maybe that time when I applied for a promotion at work and I got turned down because I didn't have the right degree for the job. There's a more specific example than just tapping on feelings going to a specific event. So let's see if we can think of a time when you might have had a goal, something you were trying to accomplish in your life, but it didn't work out well, or you had a failure. Can you think of a time like that, Terry?
I can.
Okay. Are you okay with sharing it with us? You don't have to, or you can even just be very general.
Yeah, after I retired from teaching, I tried a financial advisor job that ended up in a real dismal failure with a company that ended up being a Ponzi scheme.
Ooh.
And so a lot of my friends and myself lost a lot of money. So I felt like a gigantic failure.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened. Do you see why, after an experience like that, you might be afraid to take some risks?
Yes.
Absolutely, right? So I want you to think overall about that. And I do want to caution people, if there's a major trauma, that if the experience you're remembering was a major trauma, it's not a good idea for any of us to use the EFT tapping techniques on ourselves for anything major. But if I were to have you think about just in general this experience that you feel like you failed because of this financial advisor, in this financial advisor situation, on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being the biggest charge, lots of emotion, and 0 being not at all, I'm going to ask you, not when it happened, but right now today, how much charge does it feel like you have on that?
That's still pretty high. I'd say it's at least an 8.
Wow, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because it's so big and because we have so little time, but it's definitely very tappable, I think what we'll look at right now is just this feeling that I might be a failure at contacting 10 people a week. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to narrow it down to that because it's probably something a little quicker to work on. Can you feel into that right now, the idea of having to pick up the phone and call 10 people and explain to them how valuable you might be in their life? Can you feel
mm-hmm.
that sense that you might be a failure at that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How intense is that feeling right now?
Well, that's probably a 6 at least.
Okay. So we're going to show people what it looks like to do a little bit of tapping. I know you know how to do this, but they can follow along looking at that tapping, or I'll explain briefly. Tapping has two portions to it. The first portion is where we are going to tap on what we call the karate chop point, the side of your hand, the fleshy side of your hand you would break a board with if you were doing karate. It's from the base of the pinky finger to the wrist area. And you take 3 or 4 fingers from the other hand, and you're just going to tap on that, on the fleshy part. It doesn't matter which hand you're tapping with. You just take fingers from one hand and tap on the side of the other hand. Are you doing that, Terry?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I want you to say these words. Even though I'm afraid I'll be a failure.
Even though I'm afraid I'll be a failure.
If I try to contact 10 people a week.
If I try to contact 10 people a week.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, we're going to say something like that one more time, and feel free to change my words to make them feel more right. What is the emotion? Do you have a sense? Is it fear? Fear of failure?
Fear of failing to do it, yeah.
Yes, okay. We're narrowing it down, getting more specific. On the karate chop, let's say, even though I have this fear.
Even though I have this fear.
That I'll fail to call 10 people.
That I'll fail to call 10 people.
I accept myself and all my feelings.
I accept myself and all my feelings.
Okay. Now that's the first part of EFT. The next part of EFT, I know it seems so strange to people who have never heard of it, but we really do have over 100 research studies that shows why this works with the science, but right now we're just doing it. So we take several fingers from either hand, and we're going to start tapping on the tapping spots, the first one being on the beginning of the eyebrow near the bridge of your nose. And we just say things to stay tuned in. So let's, Terry, have you tap there and say this fear that I'll fail to call them.
This fear that I'll fail to call them.
And the next spot is we call it the outer eye spot. It's on that bone that rims around your eye. It's on the outer part of the eye near the temple. And just say this fear that I'll fail to call.
This fear that I'll fail to call.
And then tapping right under the eye. It's under the pupil of the eye, but on the bone that rims around the bottom of your eye. This fear of failure.
This fear of failure.
Good. Next is right under the nose, just above the upper lip, tapping there. This fear that I won't be able to call them.
This fear that I won't be able to call them.
And the next spot is just below the lower lip. We call it the chin spot. It's immediately below the lip, tapping there. This fear that I won't call them.
This fear that I won't call them.
The next spot's a little bit trickier. It's called the collarbone spot. If you were to look at where a man ties his tie at the base of his neck, and you were to go, there's a little notch down at the base of your neck. Go down and outward about an inch or towards that where the bone sticks up, tapping on the bone just to the side of the notch at the base of your neck. And let's say this fear of calling people.
This fear of calling people.
And the next spot is under your arm on the side seam of your shirt, about 4 inches down from your armpit on the side seam of your shirt. It's our last spot. And just tap right there. This fear of calling people.
This fear of calling people.
Okay, Terry, we're going to just stop and take a few breaths. So normally, if I'm not teaching you how to do this, the whole round of tapping from your eyebrow down to under your arm takes about 7 seconds or so. It's very quick. But sometimes it takes a little while for the intensity of the emotions to go down. And sometimes we have to do a few more rounds, and we have to get a little more clear and specific. But right now, I'd like you to say, I'd like you to feel into this thought of this fear that I won't be able to call them. And tell me, how intense is that feeling right now, this fear that I won't be able to call them?
Maybe a 5.
Okay, good. Now, sometimes the number of the fear even goes up because we're focusing in, and that's a good thing, because if it goes up, it just means we're really tuned in. Then we just do a few more rounds. I want to get the words a little more clear with you right now, and tell me, when you think about calling people, exactly what scares you?
Well, it's just not, it doesn't feel natural to me to call. I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm, I don't know, selling something.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience and other mm-hmm. stuff was not good at selling stuff. I mean, I was good at selling stuff, but the outcome was bad. So
right.
I think I'm just, you know, it's just way out of my comfort zone right now to
there you go.
Market.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the karate chop. We're going to do another round here, only we're going to tune
okay.
in more on what you're feeling right now. Let's tapping on the side of the hand and say, even though it's just out of my comfort zone.
Even though it's just out of my comfort zone.
I'm not comfortable selling something.
I'm not comfortable selling something.
It's not natural for me.
It's not natural for me.
And I accept myself and all my feelings.
And I accept myself and all my feelings.
And now tapping the top of your head, I'm just out of my comfort. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll skip that point. I use that one a lot. We'll start with the beginning of the eyebrow. Let's just say, I'm just out of my comfort zone.
I'm just out of my comfort zone.
And the outer eye. I feel like I'm selling something.
I feel like I'm selling something.
Under the eye, it's just not natural.
It's just not natural.
Under the nose, I don't like selling things.
I don't like selling things.
Okay. Under the lower lip. I'm a teacher.
I'm a teacher.
And on the collarbone spot, it's out of my comfort zone.
It's out of my comfort zone.
Under the arm, it's just not natural.
It's just not natural.
Okay. Terry, you're doing a great job. Let's stop and take a few breaths. And that gives the body some time to relax, and for the And what we're really doing is we're stimulating the fight or flight, the stress system in our body, and telling it to calm down a little bit. And as long as it stays intense, it's awfully hard for us to get to our goal. So I want you to check in right now and see how intense it's feeling when you think about calling people.
It's still probably about a 5.
Okay. You are doing a great job. What we normally do when people are tapping on themselves, or if they're working with a practitioner, is is they are looking at how it feels in their body, what are their thoughts, what are their feelings, their beliefs, and past experiences that were similar. Right now, Terry, I'd like you to just check in, and when you think about calling somebody but it's just out of your comfort zone, do you feel the stress anywhere in your body?
I usually feel it right in my stomach.
Can you feel it in your stomach right now?
Yep.
Okay. Imagine that you were going to, you know, in a few minutes you're going to pick up the phone and call somebody. How strong does that feeling in your stomach feel, and what does it feel like? Can you describe it?
Well, it's kind of like a churning feeling that
mm-hmm.
turns around and kind of burns up towards my heart. It's just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
A tightening.
Yeah. How intense does that feel right now?
If I was going to have to make a call right now, probably about an 8.
Okay. That's a good one. Let's go ahead and do some more tapping. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the karate chop and tap there and say, even though I have this feeling in my stomach.
Even though I have this feeling in my stomach.
This churning feeling that goes towards my heart.
This churning feeling that goes towards my heart.
Just thinking about calling somebody.
Just thinking about calling somebody.
I accept myself completely.
I accept myself completely.
And now we're going to tap on the beginning of the eyebrow. This churning feeling in my stomach.
This churning feeling in my stomach.
Outer eye. This feeling I get just thinking about calling.
This feeling I just get thinking about calling.
Under the eye, this churning feeling that turns toward my heart.
This churning feeling that turns towards my heart.
Under the nose, this churning in my stomach.
This churning in my stomach.
Tapping on the chin, this fear in my stomach.
This fear in my stomach.
And on the collarbone, this churning fear in my stomach.
This churning fear in my stomach.
And then under the arm, let's say any remaining fear in my stomach.
Say any remaining fear in my stomach.
Right. Okay, let's stop and take a few breaths, Terry, and let me describe to people what we're doing and why. So I'm going to go back, and I'm going to recap some of the things we've done. First of all, what we did was we created an affirmation, something that Terry wanted to create in her life. Second step, and in that affirmation, in the first step, we wanted to make sure that it was present tense, positive, believable, and measurable or specific. And she did that, made that affirmation. Then we looked for the yes buts that popped up. Those were the statements like, I'm scared to make those calls, or I might get rejected, or I'm really busy, or any of those yes buts that popped up. And she probably has quite a few more. We all do. And then we identified what was one of the biggest fears that she had, and what was one of the strongest yes buts, and what we identified was this sense that she might be a failure. She might be, a failure at calling, and she also has a sense that she might be a failure in maybe communicating with them or getting the results that she wants with them. So, Terry, now I'd like you to go ahead, and I'd like you to check in with this feeling in your stomach. We went ahead and we tapped a little bit on this fear of calling, but then we narrowed it down to how it feels when you think about calling. How do you still notice a churning feeling?
Not right now.
Okay. What about any feeling in your stomach right now?
I don't really think I have any feeling in my stomach right now other than a little gurgling from eating some ice cream.
Okay, that's allowed. All right, great, Terry. So what happened was we were getting a little tiny bit of progress when we were talking about the feelings, but so often we get great progress with this tapping technique if we look at how the feelings are showing up in our body. You know, it might be a lump in your throat, a tightness in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
When we tap on those, it so often works better. So let's go back to your original statement, which had so many yes buts, but can you say your affirmation out loud again?
Mm-hmm. Just a minute, put my glasses back on.
Okay.
Okay. I confidently contact 10 people a week to have a conversation about the value of having a private coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you think about contacting any of those people right now, how intense does that feel?
Probably about a six.
Okay. What we didn't do really very clearly in the beginning was to see overall how intense it was, but let me explain how this works. If you take each one of these yes buts, yes, but I might fail, yes, but I might get rejected, yes, but I might not be confident, and you took each one systematically and you tapped on all of those yes buts, when you're a good detective and when you clearly tap on enough of them and the intensity goes down on them, including where you feel these feelings in your body or including times when this happened to you in the past, it's very likely that at some point your positive affirmation is going to ring true. And what that means is there won't be any more yes buts coming up. And what
mm-hmm.
you'll notice is without forcing it, without using willpower, you'll notice yourself being able to make steps towards your goal just in a very natural, I call it in a very natural organic way. You'll find yourself not having problems making those phone calls. You'll find yourself feeling more positive about the idea of finding the right clients for you and having a full as you'd like caseload of clients when you get rid of those yes buts.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So what we don't realize for most of us is that there are so many things holding us back we're not aware of. One of the best ways to find out what's holding you back, whether you ever do this crazy tapping stuff or not, is to make a positive statement of exactly what you want and listen to those voices in your head that tell you why you haven't been able to move toward it. And then applying whatever techniques that you choose, whether it's working in counseling or in coaching, sometimes coaches can help you to create action steps toward that goal. However, if you find that you're not able to take those action steps, tapping could be extremely valuable. So I know our time has gone so quickly here. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to work
yeah.
with someone else right now because it's already been our full length of the show. But I'd like to just summarize real briefly by telling you how you can get more experience at doing this tapping. First of all, you can look on my website, EFTTappingExpert.com, for that basic recipe. You can look at the tab on EFT, learn a little bit more what it is. The tapping, the basic recipe tells what to say and where to tap. And then if you're interested in learning more, there's the EFT manual. It's about a 300-page book, but very reasonably priced from any bookseller, EFT manual, which will help you to get a much better understanding of how to use those techniques. I'm a trainer of workshops, and I'm really excited to watch people just make huge changes in their lives for physical, emotional issues as well as these barriers to success in my 4-day workshops. It's 2 days level one, 2 days level two. They are spring and fall here in San Diego, California, where I live, and the next one. Kelly, I know you're going to be coming to the one at the end of March this year.
Yes,
for the 4 days,
excited.
Right? Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you there. The transformation that we see in people is incredible, and your ability to take these tools that you'll learn in the workshops, you learn them experientially, you'll watch demonstrations, you'll get hands-on practice by pairing up with fellow classmates, and you'll be able to take those home to work on yourself, your family and friends, and your clients, and getting miraculous results. If people want to learn about the kind of results that are possible, you can look on my website for that as well, including a recording that I made about my experience. EFT literally saved my life. I was nearly bedridden for close to 10 years with a serious illness, and one EFT session turned my life around and got me well. So I'll let you. If you're interested, you can. We don't have time, but you can look on my website for that. I want to make a special offer for anybody listening to this show or recordings of it in the future. I have a valuable gift, a very, very useful EFT gift valued at $30 for anybody listening to your show when they register online and they make a note that they heard about it on your show. I'll be sharing a gift with them at the workshops. And let's see. Awesome. If you want more information, just go to EFTTappingExpert.com/workshops, and all the information is there for you, including some videos.
Awesome.
Any questions?
Yeah, and I have
right
all
now?
All those links are also on this show. So when they if they're not listening to it now and they click on the link to watch the show, they'll have access to all of those links that that you mentioned tonight. So super easy for them to get a hold of the tapping points and the three-step process and the workshop page. So, and then there's even something else on here. Upcoming live trainings. So, So I'm excited for our listeners and for anyone who is going to be able to take, take advantage of this awesome gift that you have. For our listeners, I thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I want to thank you for, I know this is a longer show than usual. I thank you so much for doing that. It's hard to explain all of this and give examples in a short period of time, but you've been very patient, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you.
I hope that, Terry, you'll keep tapping on these yes buts, and I know you
will
achieve success.
I definitely will.
I also invite your callers to contact me. What's that, Terry?
I said I just had a call tonight with my mentor, and I promised I would make 5 calls. So now I'm upping that to 10.
Uh-oh. You can do it. Just get rid of the S-buts, and it'll take no effort at all.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Del, for coming on our show tonight. And you can find access to her as well on our website, which is fearlessgenerations.org. She is under the list of guest coaches, and there's links to her page there as well as on our call post for tonight. And that will be also posted on our Facebook page in a few minutes. So thanks, everybody, for coming and listening tonight. We appreciate you coming back. And we will continue going forward this month with Present Moment. And we have this new amazing tool that we can access of EFT. So thank you so much. And thank you, Del. And thank you, Terry, for being open and willing to be coached on the call tonight. And I just thank you for such an amazing experience.
Thank you.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye.